You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Frank Provenzano with the University of Michigan News Service. We're with Steve Rush, professor of music at the University of Michigan. And Steve is on his way to India. In a few days, he will be joining 15 U of M students from all parts of campus, from biology majors, music majors, political science majors. They're meeting in Bangalore, and they'll travel to Mysore. For a month stay, they'll be living with gurus and learning the way of life in India. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
Give us an idea of how this fits into the U of M curriculum here. I mean, what can you do in India that you can't do at U of M?
I can just tell you, there's a wonderful old friend of mine, Louis Nagel, who's a piano teacher on the faculty here. And we were talking about the program, and he said, Steve, what are the students going to get from this program? And I thought, well, this is kind of a snarky question, you know, like, what do you mean, what are they going to get? And I just kind of looked at him and I said, you know, Louis, I'm not sure. I can tell you this much. They'll come back better people. You know, it really gets me every time I think about it. Because he said, you know, that's good enough for me. What they're going to do is they'll get a very, very close look at a culture that's very, very different than ours. I mean, India, you can think of it as developing or you can think of it as third world, whatever. But the fact is their education system, especially in the arts, is very different. It's one-to-one in the home. And then there's, you know, just this kind of balance between yoga. In the program, there's a balance between yoga, social action, working with the doctors at the Vivekananda Center, and art making, which to me is sort of like, well, why keep people alive if they're not, their inner artist isn't, you know, being kind of nurtured as well.
Stephen, who else is joining you on the trip?
Carol Richardson, who is a close friend, and she's a music education professor here, and she went with me to Varanasi and was extraordinarily helpful. She's she does a lot of important work with it's music ethnology, but it's music education ethnology. And just how people learn songs at a young age.
Give us an idea, Monday through Sunday, what life is like for these
mm-hmm.
students.
Mm-hmm. Well, the week, I guess, formally starts on Monday. Monday through Thursday, the students begin every morning at 7 o'clock doing yoga. There's a yogini, a woman yoga teacher, who comes and teaches us yoga. And then they have breakfast and then go off into the town of Mysore to their guru's home, their teacher's home, and they study with a teacher, and the teacher, of course, lives with her family or his family, and their grandparents and their children are running around, and there's all kinds of kids from the community that come in and study. So there's a real direct kind of integration with people in their homes, with the societies. It really is. It's unfiltered, in other words. And then in the afternoons, hopefully they come back and rest and practice. And then in the evenings, they all take singing lessons. Every student takes Indian vocal lessons, and then we kind of process stuff around 7 o'clock. Then on Fridays and Saturdays, the idea is that students work with the doctors at the Vivekananda Center to do social outreach kind of activities, and these doctors work far out in the villages out of Mysore. I mean, Mysore is a very sophisticated town. I mean, 80% literate, which like Detroit is less than 50%, for instance. It's just a very, very urban kind of town, sophisticated kind of town. And then Sunday they do whatever they do. Some of the students go to Hindu pujas and worship. Some of them go to Christian churches.
It certainly seems from my perspective that this is a life-altering, mind-altering experience. This is the third year, and by the way, we should say that this is a four-week experience. Give us an idea of how you have seen students change when they come back.
You know, some of the things, the seeds you plant, you know, you see sprouting immediately, and some of them you see, you know, sprouting much later, if at all. Some of these folks, they come back and they drop their major and they start something else. We had a clarinet major that immediately went into poli-sci and said, I need to work for, you know, social peace and justice, especially in the Middle East. And then other students, you know, you just don't know whether it hit pay dirt or not. Personality kind of things where students really get a sense of who they are on a very, very deep level. And you see that happening. And I don't, you know, it's too hard to quantify that in a soundbite, but I can say, you know, I've seen that. I've seen these huge personal transformations out of this trip.
And speaking of sound bites,
yeah,
which I know that no one here in the academic world likes, I'm going to subject you to a test of sorts, or
excellent,
perhaps an exercise.
I'm ready.
A thought association exercise. Let me give you a word, mm-hmm, and we should say, just so whoever's listening to this knows, Stephen is a wonderful artist, musician, jazz scholar, and so he's used to spontaneity and improvising.
Yeah.
Let me give you a word and give me one word back.
Okay, be careful.
These will be G-rated.
Oh, okay.
The word, India.
Garam masala.
Yoga.
Om.
Guru.
Respect.
Change.
Now.
Ignorance.
Dangerous.
Education.
Deep.
Stephen, have a safe trip. And
thank you.
For those listening, if you want to keep up on Stephen's trip, please visit our website, www.umich.edu, and we will be presenting photos from Stephen's trip to India with 15 U of M students.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.